KPIX, the business station.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information.
Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest.
Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, chartered financial consultant
Ron Birnbaum. Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, August 13th. 2009. We have rain again, so we feel right at home here in the new wet weather zone that is New England, apparently, or the whole Northeast. But I really must admit, I was getting kind of spoiled with all that sun and fabulous weather that we've had over the last couple of weeks. I had spent some time on the Cape last weekend and, you know, got a lot of golfing in the last couple of weeks. We just had beautiful, beautiful weather. Couldn't get any better. And now we're back to rain. What can you do? That is New England. And, of course, we love it here. And, of course, speaking of New England, our Patriots, Tim, they're playing tonight. Can you believe that?
I know, huh? Boy.
That means that fall is right around the corner. Unfortunately for you kids listening out there that want the summer to last forever, it's almost back to school time.
Who are they playing, the Eagles tonight?
I have no idea. They're playing. That's all I know. Tom Brady is starting. We got to see him again. You know, the last time I saw him when I was in Foxborough watching him, the fellow that was with me says, "There goes the franchise." I says, "What are you talking about?" And I look up, and there's Tom lying there on the ground in pain. Huh. And I said, "Oh, no, no, he'll get up." It looked like he wasn't injured all that badly because he did walk over. Although he was limping, but, he walked over to the sidelines. Not like they had to carry him. Didn't really think he was going to be gone for the year. But anyway, things like that do happen. And the economy actually rebounds. Things like that can happen, too. Stocks really jumped yesterday as the Fed raised its view of the economy. The Fed's report from Ben Bernanke and the gang at the Fed really reassured investors yesterday that the economy is indeed on the mend. Stocks really rose yesterday after the central bank ended their two-day meeting by saying that the economy appears to be leveling out rather than shrinking at a slower rate. And their positive take on the economy was even more positive than mentioned at their last meeting back in June, and so it wasn't surprising, but it did bolster hopes for a recovery, and yesterday's advance re-energized the market's summer rally after it had stalled early in the week. Major market indexes jumped all over 1% yesterday, including the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and that rose some 120 points. Long-term treasuries did fall after the Fed said that it would slow its purchases of government debt, which is also good news for the stock market. Financial and technology shares posted some of the strongest gains after a ratings upgrade and profit reports provided evidence of a rebound. The stock market's advance was itself adding to bank and insurance stock gains. Its climb means their investment portfolios are surging in value. And investors who sent stocks soaring the last 4 weeks on expectations for recovery went into yesterday's trading session, hoping for a change in the Fed's language. And many investors were kind of anticipating that the Fed's assessment might be kind of moving to their own assessment after the Labor Department said Friday that the nation's unemployment rate fell in July for the first time in over a year. The Fed statement was particularly gratifying after traders suffered an attack of nerves, really, on Tuesday that slashed 1% from the major indexes. Concerns about the health of banks fed that drop, but the Fed's comments yesterday kind of soothed all those fears, and the Fed also left interest rates unchanged, as everybody pretty much expected. The Fed also said it would slow the pace of its program to buy $300 billion worth of Treasury securities, so it will close at the end of October rather than September as planned. The central bank has bought some $253 billion of securities so far, and it's designed to reduce rates on mortgages and other consumer debt. And indeed, the fact that they are winding down that Treasury purchases, really leaves the clear impression that they're satisfied with the progress that we're making in our economic recovery. But some people are kind of skeptical that the market can maintain its climb even after the Fed's optimistic words. I mean, the Standard & Poor's 500 is up over 14% in little more than a month, and almost 50% since the 12-year low that it experienced back in March. And, you know, it looks like a pretty big rise, and I think that already had factored in that the economy has rebounded and that we're out of the recession, technically out of the recession. However, we still have some very, very difficult times ahead, and don't think that the stock market has really got a lot of momentum to continue this bull run indefinitely, and I really don't think it's going to be near its all-time high that we saw. Dow Jones was over 14,000, don't forget, in just a couple years ago, back in October. So rising stocks outpaced those that fell by some 5-2 margin on the New York Stock Exchange, where volume came to 5.5 billion shares, a little bit less than the 5.8 billion on Tuesday. Light volume really kind of skews the price movements, but, you know, it's typical in the summer when traders take vacations that we have late trading this time of year. And investors did find encouragement Wednesday from a range of industries. The chief investment officer at Oak Brook Investments said quarterly results from luxury home builder Toll Brothers and retailer Macy's could be signaling that consumption is increasing, and that's the key to recovery because it's consumer spending, folks, that really account for most of the economy. Some two-thirds of the U.S. economy is consumer spending. So we've got to get consumers to spend again to really make a difference, to get to have positive earnings in corporations, which indeed will move the stock markets higher. And we're far away from that, you know, in my opinion. Still, bond prices were mixed after an auction of $23 billion in 10-year Treasury notes, saw demand in line with recent levels, but it was down from last month. The Treasury Department is issuing a record $75 billion in three auctions this week. The third for $15 billion in 30-year bonds will be held tomorrow, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which moves opposite its price, rose to 3.72% from 3.67%. Late on Tuesday, the yield on the 30-year bond jumped to 4.54, and as stocks jumped and investors feared their Fed's withdrawal from the market would hurt demand somewhat. The dollar was mixed against other major currencies while gold rose. Worldwide markets today pretty much picking up on the Fed's theme, and Asia and Europe markets are indeed higher today. We'll get to the actual index values, and we'll get to my guest, Belinda Fuchs, in just a couple of minutes. If you have any questions for me or us, give us a call, 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060.
More of The Financial Consultants after this on AM 1060 WBIX, The Business Station.